Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The partial government shutdown continues today. And Michael Bauer is our WRVA reporter covering the Congress and what they are willing to do about it. So, Michael, if I'm understanding correctly, competing shutdown bills in the U.S. Senate, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow they are going to have the opportunity to be voted upon. Both are procedural votes, but you had Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer agreeing to put both the Trump shutdown bill, which is President Trump's latest incarnation of an offer to Democrats, including DACA, as well as a Democrat proposal that already passed the House. Both are going to be up for votes tomorrow. Now, it's still a numbers game here on every single level, John. Republicans would need seven Democrats to get their spending bill through, and as things currently stand right now, there's no indication that you even have seven moderate Democrats who would join with Republicans for that. And then on the Democratic side, they would need 13 Republicans to join with them in order to pass the House spending bill. And right now, there's no sign that they have those numbers either. So here we are hurtling towards yet another Friday where it will be a pay period without paychecks for government employees, technically 4 weeks of that now. And it doesn't appear that we're anywhere closer to a deal. Now, the vote and the procedural vote that could be happening tomorrow might open up some discussions, might open up the ability to debate or add or subtract or combine or create something from this all. But at least at this point, the way things have gone historically, you still don't necessarily have either side talking to each other and either side thus listening to each other about what they want to get. It just seems in this day and age of Twitter frenzy, if you will, you've got government acting like a live action Twitter feed, yelling what it is that they want and then not paying attention to their Twitter feed for the rest of the day until they come back. So it seems to be that's continuing to play out here. And in the meantime, you're having shutdown effects that are 100% real.
So let's analyze which side is doing what. I said yesterday that it seemed like, at least in the public arena, that Donald Trump had offered up a couple of different variables to set to lure Democrats back to the table. You know, who knows what would happen if everybody sat down and actually talked. Has there been, and can we identify anybody in the Democrat leadership who has said, yes, I will go to the White House, or I will invite White House officials to the Capitol and we'll hash that out? Or is it all posturing?
Right now, it seems like all posturing. You know, at the same time, the president including DACA into his proposal that was met on Saturday with Democrats saying they were not interested in it. That was something not at all discussed about with Democrats and was something that Vice President Mike Pence and Jared Kushner brought to President Trump in presumption that that would be something the Democrats would like to have on the table. So neither side inviting, neither side sitting down with, neither side talking, and neither side listening to one another in regards to all this. It's posturing the whole way around. And frankly, the fact that the president has officially, I mean, with that announcement on Saturday, to him officially bringing DACA to the table, there had been rumors about it. There had been speculation that that was going to be something that would be addressed. Now we know, at least on, for all intents and purposes, it's on the table to a certain extent. That element that he brought to the table is so far down the line from where Democrats initially were and where they want to be. That's literally the last ditch effort that they were signing off on back when it was a Republican run Senate and House, so that there was nothing for them to do. And this was after President Trump had already removed DACA, and this was sort of that last-ditch effort to try to control some level of safety or pitch some level of safety to President Trump. That's what that element was. It was called the Bridge Act, and they weren't looking for that right now. They're looking for something more substantial than that. But that said, they haven't said what that is, and there's nobody to say that to because they haven't sat down with anybody because there's been no invitation for anybody to sit down and meet. And that's kind of where we're at. You've seen folks literally in Congress from both sides of the aisle sitting down and coming to agreements and to reopening government for a matter of time and then having discussions about the border wall after, and that has been shut down on both sides by both leaders.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I am against the president offering up DACA. I think everybody should be deported, and I've had enough of it. But if he's willing to do it, I think somebody should say, well, at least he's throwing some things down on the table. I mean, whether they want to have a conversation or not is a different story. Let me ask you real quick before we run out of time about our senator, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat, one of the two Democrats who represents Virginia in the Senate. He's introduced, what is this, the Stop Stupidity Act to prevent future shutdowns?
I just love the name of that alone, that part of it. I mean, you've seen numerous times from all elements of not only Congress and government, but you've also seen it from economists that shutdowns just don't work. They don't accomplish anything. They don't get done what you're hoping they're going to get done. And all it ends up doing is, at least in this case, and what we're seeing now for the better part of 5 weeks, is pull all elements of the U.S. government into this world of stupidity where everyday Americans are going, well, you guys are there to do a job. What is your job and why aren't you doing it? Why can we not get through this on any level? So this seems like an element of addressing that. It's something that I have been wanting to see happen for years. When back in the days when Mitch McConnell was allowing shutdowns to happen, going, wait a minute, if there's going to be a shutdown allowed, there should be some act of Congress that that points to congressional leaders as well as congressional members being solely responsible for that on some level. So this is an element of legislation that introduced pain and inflicting damage in the coming years. It would automatically renew funding for all aspects of government besides the legislative branch and the president's office at the same level as the previous year. So the only people who would technically be hurt from that would be everybody in Congress as well as the president.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting idea. Probably smart to stop this kind of insanity, but if they would just couple it with the balanced budget amendment, of course, that really opens up having to make some really tough decisions, which no one in 40 years has wanted to do. Michael Bauer, a WRVA reporter, appreciate the update from Washington. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.